Liz Baxter is here to talk about being the first lesbian contestant on the new Fox TV show Love Connection and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell us about your appearance on the new Love Connection.
I am super excited about the upcoming episode. The Love Connection, I used to watch it back in the day, and so when I heard that it was coming back with Andy Cohen, I thought it was pretty cool, and then when I was asked to be involved, I was like super pumped about it. So it's been such an eye-opening and exciting experience, and to be honest, everybody's been so supportive and embracing of the first ever gay episode in the history of The Love Connection. So there are over 2,000 episodes, and this will be the first gay one. So we're excited to represent lesbians on TV for sure.
How did you get involved with the show?
Well, when you live in Los Angeles, you can't throw a stone without hitting a casting director. So I have a friend of a friend who's in casting and messaged me on Facebook and was like, would you be interested in doing a dating show on TV? And at first I was like, no, because it sounds scary, you know, thinking about being vulnerable and talking about your love life on television. So I was like, I don't think so. But then I found a little bit more out about the project and what the scope of everything was, and understanding that the first gay episode of The Love Connection was going to be airing on Fox, I was like, okay, I'm in. So it was kind of just word of mouth. Thank you, Facebook.
What do you hope to accomplish with your appearance on the new Love Connection?
I hope that so many people watch this episode and their minds completely change about what they thought about lesbians. I come from Indiana, so I haven't always been in Los Angeles. So I know that there are a lot of people in cities where there's not a huge LGBT community, and there's a lot of folks that have never met a gay person, never met a lesbian. So I'm hoping that this episode is seen by a lot of different people, not only gay people who are willing to support, but also straight people. And I hope that when they see this, their minds are changed, and they just become a little bit more understanding, a little bit more tolerant of our community and how diverse it can be.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
My personal commitment is simply to never let fear silence me. You know, I think there are so many ways we can be involved right now. I think the most important thing is to make sure that everybody's voices are heard and everybody stands up and make sure that they count. And the gay community all needs to stand up now. And together, we're so much stronger than individually. So all I can contribute is my own voice, and all I can commit to is never silencing that.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I mean, it's been a rough ride, but I think the one thing that I've noticed is that our community has really rallied together. I feel like we know that it's time to stand up together, and it's important to support and rely on each other, and I feel like that's happening. I feel like our community is so in an empowering time right now where everybody's stepping up and supporting each other. And I think that's what needs to happen moving forward, because we're so much stronger together than we are individually.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
What I would say is continue to surround yourself by people who are supportive. I know you don't always get to choose your family, and you can't choose your administration other than your vote, and sometimes it doesn't go your way, and it's a tough time right now. But what I think everybody can do, particularly teens, is continue on social media, in person, is to surround themselves with the community that's supporting them. So follow those people that are motivating you on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. Be around the friends that are supporting who you are. Embrace the family members that are supporting you. And I would say, try to tune out the rest, because we cannot let those type of people get us down. And I mean, I think the more teens out there, if there's a Pride Festival, go. Show that you are a part of the community. And I think the more people that show up for these events and the more part of the community you feel, the less alienated these individuals are going to feel. There's a lot of us out there, and it's just so important to make sure that we seek those people out.
How can people get information about you and your Love Connection?
assuming there is a love connection, to watch the episode. So next Thursday, July 27th on Fox at 9 p.m., my episode will be airing. So I'll be going on a date with three lesbians, and you'll be able to unfold and see what happens.
What other projects are you working on?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because being involved in this show has actually inspired me to start a blog. So currently I have been working on that. I've been working on different blog entries and kind of my experiences being a lesbian woman, and hoping that, you know, these stories reach a broad audience and people find hope and people get exposed to maybe a world that they aren't familiar with. The blog is yourfriendlyneighborhoodlesbian.com, which I thought was a funny title. I think that's why they chose me for the show, because I think I'm just a girl next door that happens to be a lesbian.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish people would ask me what's next, because there are so many exciting things I'm working on right now, not all of which I can talk about. So I think the best way to figure out what's next for me is to follow me on social media. I have the same handle for Twitter and Instagram, and it's at LizBNLA. So stay tuned. Big things coming.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have a ton. I love motivational quotes, but I would say my favorite recently is, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. What it means is essentially, whether it's a good struggle or a bad struggle, you learn from the actual struggle. So when something bad happens, you learn about how strong you are. You learn about how to deal with difficult situations. And when you fight really hard for something, when the challenge is positive and you're working towards a goal and you finally get there, you realize when you're during that challenge, when you were fighting, how much you've grown as a person. So I love the quote because I feel like it goes both ways. It can address times that are really challenging and difficult in a negative way, but also in a positive way.